Could have swore depth. All right, well, we'll get started. It's 10:30 on January 27th, 2025. Again, my name's Ryan. This is Christina over here. And we are offering the oral proceeding as a requirement under the rulemaking laws to allow people the opportunity to provide oral testimony regarding the board's notice of proposed rulemaking. This one is in regard to Botox and dermal fillers within a dental practice and the requirements thereof. All of this is posted on the website. And provided that there's not a whole lot of oral testimony that is substantive in nature, this would also go to the February 28th board to approve and move to GIRC. So with that announcement, we will also keep this open. It's 10:31. We'll keep this open to 10:46 to allow oral comment. Leah, it looks like you're the only one from the public, so I'll offer it to you, but if you're just here to observe, that's, just let me know that, and we'll just keep it open for 15 minutes.
I'm just here to observe, Ryan. Thank you.
Okay, cool. My hope is that we don't get a lot of testimony or nothing substantial, so we'll keep it open till 10:46, and if we don't get any oral comment, we'll close it out at 10:46, so we'll see you back. I'm going to shut off our microphone and camera here. Hey, Deb, I already made our introductory pitch, so it looks like we're just observing until 10:46, but I'll give you the floor in a second.
Okay.
If you're going to say anything.
I got waylaid, you know.
Uh-oh.
I'm on my way to the meeting.
Uh-oh.
Traffic was just terrible. I'm actually here just to congratulate you, Paul, on something that was really well done. So thank you for that. I think this is a great solution. I like how you approached it. But I do have a question. It's just a matter of just making sure I understand how that's going to work with the continuing education part. And let's just take the hygienist example because it probably applies to the same for the dentist, but, you know, not to worry about it just conceptually. So those 12 hours for the Botox education, is that on top of the required 45 or can it be integrated within, say, like the 25 credit hours that are necessary for you know, that one section of types of courses?
Yeah, it's a great question. I don't know exactly how to write it to make it better, but that it would be part of that big, I think it's A, letter A.
Right.
So of the okay. Is it 25?
Yeah, 25 for hygienists.
And it's subjective to what the hygienists want to take. They would just have to do the 12 of that. So
okay. All right.
More. And a lot do, I'm sure. But,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
same with Dennis. I think Dennis have 45 hours in that top section.
So the
12 have to be that. And that, like, I'm not a huge fan of it. Like, it says, if you do this, then you got, you know, but there's no other, I don't think there's another way to construct it. But
No, I don't think so either. It's just, you know, we want to be able to give the correct guidance if hygienists ask us. So it's very much like how the affiliated practice requirements are. So it can be applied to the aforementioned areas, wherever, whatever fits.
Yep, because it's definitely not a mandatory CE that all practitioners have to take. So that's why it has to be kind of
intended. It has to be that kind of way. Okay, all right, I understand. That's really good. And then there's no other need then for any other statutory changes in this regard or anything, right?
No, I mean, a lot of this was done kind of on the back end. It's not very, I mean, it was just a lot of conversation between us and the Hygiene Association, some lawmakers, our attorneys, stuff like that. That I think that this creates the clarity that was needed. And to be honest, there's probably 50% of the hygienists in the state of Arizona that are already doing this. And there's no test case. So as long as there's no test case, we don't really have to get into a line in the sand yet. So this will hopefully prevent this is the line in the sand. If you're doing it, then you'll be fine. So I think this is the clarity that needed to be given.
Absolutely, and I totally agree, and I'm really glad for it, and it was a much easier way to go, well, on our end anyway, than trying to get something through the legislature, because as you know, we tried to get something through the legislature and we were unsuccessful. So
they're full of common sense. So
yeah,
I can't believe I just said that in a public meeting. I forgot this is recorded for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go back and read that.
So good. We're perfectly satisfied. So there's really no reason for us to submit any written commentary to be included in the packet to GIRC. Is that true?
No, nothing. Unless you have something to support it, we would put it, but there's nothing that is needed.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we'll take another break here till it looks like 6-7 minutes. For more public comment. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hello, so it's 10:46 right now, and I just wanted to follow up with those online if there's any other comments or feedback.
Nope.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for joining. We really appreciate your time, and we will end this at 10:47 a.m. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.